Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It is Friday, the 18th of October. I hope you're well. Coming up,
Sinwar was responsible for the killing of thousands of innocent people.
Israel and US celebrate killing of Hamas leader, and EU leaders want new laws to speed up the returning of illegal migrants. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the US vice president says the death of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar is an opportunity to end the war in Gaza. Kamala Harris wants the conflict to cease once Israel is secure, the hostages are released, and there's no more Palestinian suffering. Sinwar, who's believed to be the mastermind behind the October 7th attacks, was targeted during an Israeli military operation. Seema Shine is the former head of research and analysis for Israel's intelligence agency Mossad.
No question that the elimination of him is an important step. It will probably take some more time, but this is a very important step in the direction of bringing partial or full solution to the question of Gaza.
A first case of cholera has been confirmed in Lebanon since the outbreak of hostilities on October 7th last year. The WHO has confirmed the case as Israel continues its bombardment of the country, with 16 people killed in a strike on a Lebanese state building on Wednesday. It comes as UNIFIL outposts have been attacked by the IDF, although all Irish peacekeepers in the country are currently safe. Trochra CEO Caoimhe de Barra says the case shows the dire situation the country's in.
A cholera outbreak typically happens when the water infrastructure has been destroyed, when there is no more possibility to maintain safe sanitation in terms of public water supply. It is extremely difficult to get control of a cholera outbreak, but it demonstrates the destruction of civilian infrastructure in terms of water, sanitation, is at such a degree that a cholera outbreak can take place.
European leaders have asked the EU Commission to bring forward new laws to speed up illegal migrant returns from the European Union. It follows a lengthy discussion on migration during the EU Council summit in Brussels. From there, News Talk's Eamon Torsney reports.
The EU Council summit ended in Brussels last night with leaders agreeing migration is a European challenge requiring a European response. Concern over migration was a key issue in the European Parliament elections earlier this year. To that end, political leaders have asked the European Commission to come up with new laws that would speed up returns from the European Union for illegal migrants. Leaders also called for enhanced cooperation with countries of origin and transit to address the root causes of migration and fight trafficking and smuggling. They also agreed new ways to prevent and counter irregular migration should be considered, in line with EU and international law. After the meeting, Taoiseach Simon Harris said Irish people want to know there is a firmness to the system. Eamon Torsney, Brussels.
One Direction say the memories they shared with Liam Payne will be treasured forever. Post-mortem tests have confirmed the 31-year-old died from multiple traumas after falling from a hotel balcony in Argentina. In a statement, the band says they're completely devastated by the news of his passing. Louis Tomlinson has described his former One Direction bandmate Liam as a positive, funny and kind soul who he wishes he'd had the chance to say goodbye to. Showbiz journalist Kevin Hughes met the band during their first press conference back in 2010.
He seemed to have such a wise head. He was so switched on. He was a real essential glue to that band. He was the person that really held it all together. He was confident, he was strong, and he was utterly charming. He was a true gent.
All government parties are being called on to allow for a free vote on assisted dying next week. A recommendation from the Joint Committee on Assisted Dying to legislate for the Act will be put to the Dáil next Wednesday. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has indicated that Fianna Fáil party members will be free to vote as they wish on the bill. People Before Profit TD Gino Kenny says this should apply to other parties too.
In a political party, you will get difference of opinion in terms of issues as complex as assisted dying. And if you look at the composition of the Joint Committee on Assisted Dying, 6 out of the 7 members of the committee were in government parties and 6 supported legislative change in terms of the recommendations.
Menopause remains a hidden and taboo subject in the workplace. 68% of people say menopause is not spoken about at work. University of Galway and UCC research shows only 1 in 12 have spoken to their manager about it, underlining a lack of trust or fear. Assistant Professor at the University of Galway, Dr. Maeve O'Sullivan, says most peri- and menopausal women are very tired.
Findings from the research show, for example, that 96% of those who responded experienced severe physical and mental exhaustion. So it's not possible to bring one's whole self or to be well in those circumstances.
In entertainment news, Rory Gallagher's iconic Fender Stratocaster is coming home. His guitar has been bought by Live Nation Gaiety, which plans to donate it to the National Museum of Ireland. It sold for just over €1 million at auction in London yesterday evening. Culture Minister Catherine Martin says the special effort made to ensure it will return here on a permanent basis is appreciated. And in sport, in soccer, Wayne Rooney believes the English FA's decision to appoint Thomas Tuchel as England manager doesn't send a great message to homegrown coaches. The German will take charge in January, having signed a contract until the end of the next World Cup. Wayne Rooney played under the last two foreign England bosses, Sven-Göran Eriksson and Fabio Capello.
I think it is slightly different when you go to a World Cup. You're watching your coach watch his home nation. I've experienced that firsthand, and it's not ideal, but I'm sure Thomas is very professional and he'll do everything he can to help England win.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.